The time now, it is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock here on CBC Radio 1. Glad to have you with us this Tuesday morning. The Tall Tan Nation is taking elders into the air and back in time. The flights made by helicopter are part of a Tall Tan Central Government Archives project. The idea, to reconnect elders with personally significant places in the territory that they haven't seen in decades and places that are not accessible by road. The flights began last year and will be lifting off again this spring. With more, I'm joined by Sandra Marion, Director of Culture and Heritage for the Tall Tan Central Government. Good morning, Sandra.
Morning in Tall Tan.
Oh, thank you for your good morning in Tall Tan. Tell me more about the Elder Flights Project. Where did this idea come from?
It's actually been in the works for quite some time. We've had a number of interview processes that were carried out by numerous team members of the Tall Tan Central Government as well as the Tall Tan Nation that is recording our elders' knowledge, and it's been spanning over, like I said, decades, and we have a number of team members who had this idea previous to my department even being created in May of 2019. And so when we had, I had been approached by one of our project leads on the Tall Tan Stewardship Initiative, and we had start discussions around the table. The Stewardship Initiative is created by a number of department directors within TCG, and we started having conversations around the table about the archives and how we should conduct the next level of interviews, because previous to last year, a lot of our interviews were done with maps in an office or in their home. And so the next level was, hey, let's get them out on the land and let's get them back to these remote areas.
Hmm. And so there was 1 week of flights last year. What was the response from the elders and family members who did this, who got to do this survey from the sky of the traditional territory?
They were very excited. There was a lot of emotions. Unfortunately, we didn't get the opportunity to have elders from all three of our communities because it was a very last-minute decision because COVID was still very much a risk to our elders last year. And so we've seen a window of opportunity for 1 week of flights, and we kind of just jumped at it. And then the idea was that if another outbreak had occurred in community, that we'd have to shut down. And so the cold calling of the elders caused some situations where not everybody that wanted to participate was able to, and so we were very excited at this being a multi-year project and being able to include as many elders as possible.
What did you learn from that first week of flights that made you think, yes, we need to keep going with this idea?
The excitement to share their knowledge, not only with us, but with their family members, and then realizing that even group settings could be extremely beneficial because everybody remembers different things from different areas. And so facilitating not only the sharing between generations within a family, but also to be able to bring our people together in a group this year, hopefully, in different areas, and then seeing how that works out with them, because there's some family members that have 12 siblings, and so trying to get them all back out there together is one of our goals this year.
That must be so amazing to see.
It's such a privilege when they come back from their flight, because it was a 1 week flight. A lot of the helicopters we used were too small for as many people to go. And so I always ended up at the air base kind of welcoming them back from their flight, and just the emotions that arise and the appreciation to be able to go out there is just a privilege.
What were some of the stories that they shared with you?
So we had one that hadn't been back since, I believe, she was a young teenager. And unfortunately, for that scenario, we weren't able to land because it was so overgrown, but she was able to completely pinpoint exactly the cabin she grew up in beside the lake where it was, and trying to navigate how to get her back out there and actually get her on the ground near her cabin is kind of another goal of ours this year, maybe sending a crew out there ahead of time to kind of clear-cut an area maybe. and try to navigate those kind of requests.
And how does that work into keeping today's generation of Tall 10 connected to the stories of the land and the geography?
Well, because we haven't been able to access some of these areas for quite some time, being able to record the history so that not only the family members, because like I said, the helicopters were on the smaller side, and so being able to facilitate the sharing between the elder and only one relative, being able to record it and being able to bring that back home and share it with the rest of the family, and then they and then having that story for generations.
And now you have a full season to work with. What are you hoping will come from this year's round of helicopter flights? What's it going to look like?
Well, I've been having discussions with some colleagues, some Tell-Tens within the film industry. And so one of our biggest goals for this year is to hold not only the interview out on the land, but also pre- and post-interviews, kind of like what are the expectations leading up, and then take them out, and then when they come back, kind of recording that, like, how did it go? Was it everything you thought it would be? Is there something we could do differently in the future? Because we're not only hoping to have this over the next few years, we're hoping to build this into more of a program that not only includes helicopters, but also on the land transportation, so like maybe skidoos. I've had one elder request us to go snowshoeing with him. Side by side, they're a little bit rougher. And so trying to, and even possibly down up and down the rivers on boats, like trying to expand the concept of the project so that we're able to continue to carry this forward, not only over the next 2 to 3 years, but hopefully building a program out that's more year to year.
And Sandra, for you, what might it be like to be able to be in that helicopter this summer to visit one of these sites, or even, as you say, on a ski-doo or a boat? What would it mean personally?
Well, last year we had a number of Tell-Tens that I was directly related to go out to an area. Like we flew out our oldest elder last year, and she's within she's very closely related to me, and to be able to hear the stories and being like, oh, that would have been so cool to listen to that right out on the land. And it would be very exciting for me if I was able to go out, but recognizing that it's about facilitating the sharing within a family, an immediate family member, and so trying to be able to just facilitate that is beyond words.
What an exciting project, Sandra. Looking forward to hearing how the helicopter flights go over the spring and summer. Thanks so much for introducing the idea to us today.
That is for the opportunity.
Sandra Marion, Director of Culture and Heritage for the Tell-Ten Central Government. The Tell-Ten Nation is running an Elder Flights project, which is reconnecting elders with places in the territory that are only accessible by air. If you could go back to a meaningful place from your past, where would it be? Would love to hear about it. You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or give us a call on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932.